This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And Mitch Lander, who's leading the implementation of our infrastructure warrior, Mitch, they don't know anybody from New Orleans down here.
Oh, no. No. New Orleans? No.
You know, when you've been to New Orleans, the slow gets inside you and it sticks to your bones.
Whoosh. But somewhere along the way, we took our eye off the ball.
You're repeating yourself, you know that?
You're repeating yourself.
Dude.
You know, no.
Come on.
You never.
Come on, man. Excuse me.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Hey, Dad. What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You know, here we are 3 years into it. He puts out a pleading that is just indecipherable. It allows crackpots to lie to their audiences that something is amiss.
The media double standard here is absolutely glaring. The troubling issue here, the media has again revealed itself as putting their thumb on the scale for one side and not the other.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, the number is 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. And we've got a lot to get to here today, and I think I may wait a little while to go into the illegal alien driver's licenses. It's the there's another story here involving the MS-13 gangbanger who was sentenced at this on the same day that this guy brutally murdered two teenagers. He came in under Obama's unaccompanied minors program, but it's just horrific. And they were telling us on the state, oh, these are wonderful people, and they need to be taken care of, and we have to give them more handouts. And you know, I know what they're going to say is that this guy is, you know what his nickname was? Perverso. I mean, that the name says it all. As Billy Bulger used to say of the guy named Wacko Hurley, Perverso. And he's an MS-13 gangbanger, and the Boston Globe wrote a glowing puff piece about this guy. And yesterday he was sentenced to life in prison for slaughtering two people. And again, the liberals will all say, this is just an anecdote. Because that's what Deval Patrick used to say. You know, whenever one of his non-working class illegal alien constituents used to run over drunkenly an American taxpayer and kill him in Milford or somewhere else. And that's just an anecdote. That's just a one-off. Well, this guy killed two people, and both of them were immigrants from Central America, too, just like himself. That's one thing they never talk about. All the people that are being killed are over probably 90% of them are fellow people of color. 844-500-4242. We will get to this. But I wanted to mention a couple of other things that are going on here. And one of them is this thing in Louisville, Kentucky with this this guy. He's a Black Lives Matter activist. And he went into the headquarters. There's a mayor's race going on in Louisville. And he went into the headquarters of this one of the candidates who's running, a Jewish guy, a Democrat. And this guy is a Democrat, too. His name is Quintez Brown, 21, Quintez, Quintez Brown. He opened fire on Craig Greenberg, and his shirt was grazed by a bullet. This was in his campaign headquarters in Louisville. And So the lawyer says this is not a hate crime, a black guy shooting at a Jewish candidate for mayor. It's Democrat on Democrat crime. I mean, there's no question about that, though. I think he was running for the city council, too. So this guy, Quintez Brown, was named as a rising face by Barack Obama's foundation in 2019. He is just one of 22 participants chosen for the former president's My Brother's Keeper program, which is aimed at closing achievement gaps. And Quintez Brown, the shooter in Louisville, Kentucky, met the former president. And he still appears as a change maker, this according to the Daily Mail, on the Obama website, bragging of his status as a role model for local boys. Role model. And he's also a columnist for the local newspaper, the Louisville Courier Journal. That's one of these newspapers, you know, it used to be semi-well regarded. It was owned by one of the rich local grandee families, the Binghams, I think their name was. But now it's just, of course, like most newspapers, a shadow of its former self. But he still has a column in it. And he's been on with Joy Reid. He's been on MSNBC with, you know, people are saying, well, he's not anti-Semitic, even though he shot at the Jewish guy. But, we know Joy Reid is Islamophobic. We know that she's homophobic, there were just tweets on her, you know, under her name that were Islamophobic and homophobic. She said she was hacked by time-traveling hackers, I guess. So they were holding him, the cops, on $100,000 bond. $100,000, that's a lot of dough. You know who posted it for him? Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. The guy takes a shot at a Democrat candidate for mayor who happens to be Jewish, and he's a big Obama guy. He's a big Joy Reid MSNBC, contributes to the local rag newspaper as a columnist, and Black Lives Matter bails him out. His piece is for the Louisville Courier Journal, but he's a big supporter of gun control, except for when he wants to shoot a Jewish Democrat. He railed against the city's police department. He railed against the local concealed carry weapon. And BLM said that they want to, local organizers said they want to keep him safe while he awaits trial. And she knows him personally. Okay. Here's another story, breaking story. High-level Chicago police official's car stopped in West Side drug bust. A top Chicago police official's car was stopped on the West Side during a drug arrest earlier this month, a police spokesman confirmed yesterday. A Lexus registered to Yolanda Talley, chief of internal affairs, was pulled over February 1st, and officers arrested Kenneth Miles on drug charges. They found heroin outside the car, according to an arrest report. Her niece, the chief of internal affairs' niece, was driving the car. Police recovered 42 grams of heroin worth about $6,300. Alleged drug dealer tossed a Ziploc bag containing 84 pink packets of heroin out of the window of the car. All right, 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, I just told you about Quintez Brown. Quintez Brown, the guy, the shooter in Louisville, a BLM activist, an Obama supporter, a contributor occasionally on MSNBC. So there's a newspaper in Vegas. It's called the Las Vegas Sun. Would you care to guess who the Las Vegas Sun blamed the shooting of the Jewish candidate for mayor in Louisville on?
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
How did you guess, Mr. President? Gun-loving Republicans. This is what the editorial reads. We've all heard this with our own ears. Trump drawing cheers at rallies by suggesting violence. His opponents, GOP lawmakers and candidates trying to whip their followers into a frenzy with talk of taking arms against forms of so-called tyranny like mask mandates. American leaders across the board must start speaking out. Especially those in the GOP. This violent rhetoric is an uncaged monster threatening. Why don't they blame Sarah Palin again? That worked out so well for the New York Times. They had to go to court to defend themselves. And thought, no, no, no. We don't hate Sarah Palin. We're just incompetent. This violent rhetoric is an uncaged monster threatening to harm not only elected officials, but others who serve the public, scientists. How can they call these people scientists? Public health officials, election workers, and many more. Many more. This is what's called brazen misinformation, according to one of the advisor for communications for Senator Ted Cruz. And by the way, this guy is a candidate for the city council in they call it the Metro Council in Louisville. But they're going to blame Donald Trump. He hates Donald Trump. He hates the police. He's for gun control. He goes on Joy Reid's show. He writes for the local left-wing zombie newspaper. But it's all Trump's fault. 844-500-4242. We always talk about what we want to do differently this new year, but not so much how we're going to accomplish it. Let's face it, right now, if it's not easy, it's not happening. My secret to staying on track with my goals, HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and convenient doorstop delivery to take the hassle out of mealtime and to save me hours at the grocery store. And it's even more frustrating to go to the grocery store than ever. The mask mandates may be fading away, but now you can't find stuff on the shelves. And the price is going up and up and up. You don't have to deal with the hassle of going to the supermarkets, the headaches of it, if you go to HelloFresh. They deliver it right to your doorstep once a week, everything you ordered. With farm fresh produce plus calorie smart and carb smart recipe options, HelloFresh makes it easier than ever to eat well. I can take my pick from 50 menu and market items every week. I can even customize my box by switching proteins and swapping sides for meals that work for me.
And you get to keep all the recipe cards that they send you so you can make those meals. And that's what my lunch today was. It wasn't exactly a HelloFresh meal, but it was based on one. My wife took all the ingredients and everything that came on the recipe card and, little twists and few tricks from HelloFresh, and we had a great meal.
Yeah, and they throw in extra sides sometimes that you didn't order that are surprises. And, you know, sometimes you want to try spices, but you don't want to get the whole jar. Or if you get the whole jar and you use it once, you don't care for it, then you're stuck with it forever. But the thing about HelloFresh is they send you the little packet. If you like the little packet, you can just go out and buy yourself an entire jar, right, Taylor?
Yeah, do whatever you want, but they'll send you everything that you need.
I can even customize my box by switching proteins and swapping sides for meals that work for me. Plus, it's a cinch to skip a week, change my delivery date, or update my preferences right from the HelloFresh app. Their chefs really know how to warm up these long winter nights with comforting dishes from around the world, like juicy beef tenderloin and cheese fondue that I can whip up in my own kitchen. This year, I've traded my takeout habit for easy-to-prepare meals from HelloFresh and have fallen in love with cooking at home again. And you can, too. For a limited time, take advantage of an exclusive President's Day sale offer. 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts. Use code HOWIE16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. That's code HOWIE16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime.
I've heard about you.
What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Their ocean view rooms with a fireplace are going fast, so book yours today for just $119.99 at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you support giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens?
Like the Massachusetts House did yesterday on a vote of 120-36. Now, that's above two-thirds, for those of you who aren't too good at math. So that means it doesn't matter if Baker vetoes it or not. I don't even know if he would veto it. He's in favor. He may not say so, but he's in favor of illegal aliens. Whatever the Democrats want, he's in favor of. So, no, I'm opposed.
98% also say no.
98%. All right. By the way, we have a lot of cheap bastard deals remaining. Maria's Restaurante, it's a great place in Portland, Maine. If you're, you know, the mask mandate is ending in the city of Portland. And if you're, even if you're not going to be in Portland, if you're going there this summer, it's a great place to visit. I used to live there and I like to visit there and I was born there and it's a great place. And so pick up these gift certificates, $50 gift card for just $25, limit one gift card redemption per table and no refunds, but it's a good deal. Go to howiecarshow.com and click on store and you can get your $25 gift certificate. It's good for $50 at Maria's Ristorante in Portland, Maine. 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, let me get this straight. So now Trump is being blamed by the left even when one of their own goes off the rails. Talk about Trump derangements. Are you surprised? Are you surprised? The American Thinker has a story. I told you about this earlier in the week. Trump, it now turns out that Hillary Clinton was spying on Donald Trump. And she was using this guy, Rodney Jaffe, who's like, being called called out for running basically grifts and scams on elderly people back in the 1980s, a South African immigrant. They won't report any of that, but the New York Times had a big story about on Sunday selling Trump a profitable post-presidency like no other. It's as if journalists have never heard of the Clintons or the Obamas, says Jack Hellner. I was so glad someone else picked up on this story. Sometimes I read this stuff and I mention it and I say, am I the only one who read this story? Nobody else thought was appalled by this? I mean, Trump goes on, boards the private jet of a scrap metal magnate for a short flight, touching down at an airport in Naples to make some money. Like, what do the Clintons do? They were selling uranium to the Russians. You know, the Obamas give Netflix net neutrality, and then they take a $60 million contract. The Bidens are getting money from Ukraine. They're getting money from the widow of the mayor of Moscow. Crickets, please. Crickets, please. But this was in the New York Times when they... just bugs me. I posted that, by the way, on Howie's homework. If you want to read that story, it's an American Thinker. You can always read all the stories we're talking about at Howie's homework on my website, howiecarshow.com, howiecarshow.com. Gene, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gene.
Howie, I was just thinking, giving illegal aliens license is exactly what they'd love do, because then when we say you need a license to vote, they'll have it.
Right. Well, they claim that they can't use this license to vote. I think in Massachusetts, you're automatically given a voter registration card, or maybe you're automatically registered in the town or city where you claim your legal domicile. But they say that they can't get this. But people were pointing out last night, Gene, after this passed, so what? This doesn't stop you from going to New Hampshire and just trading in your New Hampshire license, your Massachusetts license for a New Hampshire license or Maine or any other state, right? And then you can register to vote.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, what are we going to do about valid ballots? I mean, it's just insane. So I just wanted to add that because I'm thinking, I've never been asked to show my license. I bring it with me, and I kind of like wave it in front of them like, here I am.
Yeah, no, I know. I remember the first time the mailroom manager and I went to vote together. And she said, wait a second, I have to get my driver's license. And I laughed and I said, what, have you never voted in Massachusetts before? Your driver's license. You need a driver's license to get a library card or to get a beer, but not to vote. Nothing. That's voting. Who cares? I'm Howie Carr. Ooh.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
All right. 844-500-4242-508 says, first time I voted, I double-checked to be sure I had my license. Assumed I would need it. Yeah. The other thing about licenses is, you know, if you have a license, it's pretty easy to get welfare. That's all. That's basically all you need. I used to carry two licenses. I carried a Massachusetts license, obviously. And when I went down to go to UNC, I got a North Carolina driver's license because I always figured it would be nice to have a throwdown license, if you know what I mean. It's so obvious I won't even explain it to you. But it got harder. I finally had to give up my North Carolina license. I couldn't keep getting it renewed. But you know what? I'm a U.S. citizen. I would say a lot of these illegal aliens are going to get licenses in two states, or they're going to get two licenses under different names. They say, oh, well, the registry of motor vehicles is going to have to check to make sure these are legitimate. consular. Again, the irony here, they pass this bill the same day this illegal alien is charged, after getting a puff piece in the Globe, is charged with killing two people and gets life imprisonment. But even more significantly, they pass it on the same day that the news comes out in the Herald, and then in the Globe followed it, that four Registry of Motor Vehicles employees, this time in Brockton, it could have been anywhere though, have been fired.
In a room.
They were keeping them in a room. They were fired for letting people pass the driver's test even when they hadn't taken the driver's test. And what I want to know is there was no mention in the so-called debate yesterday, which didn't last very long, in the legislature, as to whether or not these illegals are going to have to take the exam, the written exam or the driving exam. And I don't know what the answer is to that, but you know, of course, it'll be on the level because it's the Registry of Motor Vehicles, and God knows the Registry of Motor Vehicles has never had a scandal, right? I mean, I don't even want to go into all the scandals that they've had. 844-500-4242. Don, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Don.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I'm not well versed in this, but I remember them talking about using driver lights for a valid identification, to get on an airplane to do certain things.
Right, real ID.
If you contaminate the pool of your Massachusetts license, what other organizations are going to go, hey, you know, you can't get on the plane here in Louisiana because this is not an acceptable
form of identification.
ID.
Yeah,
I thought that had already been discussed.
They talked about that briefly, Don. But I think that's kind of a moot point now that the Brandon administration is letting illegal alien gangbangers get on the flights with copies of their arrest warrants as the only identification they need. I mean, real ID, like so many other measures that are designed to keep the United States and its citizens safe, is out the window, basically. Thanks for the call, though. It's a good point. I just thought, I don't know the answer. I was looking briefly over the debate transcript today, and some people were mentioning real ID, and they claim they've got these safeguards built in. But again, some of the safeguards involve the Registry of Motor Vehicles. So, you know, I mean, cue the laugh track. You know, it's everything is on the level. We're letting the Registry of Motor Vehicles handle it, and pay no attention to those headlines from yesterday. We've cleaned it up since yesterday. Oh, and we did have a scandal in the Haymarket office of the registry involving the same thing, selling papers to illegal aliens. We've cleaned it up. And we weren't pulling the driver's licenses of people who'd been convicted, not just of motor vehicle offenses, but crimes in other states. We're not pulling, we weren't, but now that seven ex-Marines who were killed by an illegal alien, who was driving stoned after being convicted of crimes from here to Connecticut to Texas, we've cleaned that up too. We've cleaned it all up. Don't pay, you know, Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. I love this. Once we give them driver's licenses, they'll begin to obey our laws. Really? You think? How come that doesn't apply to you and me with our FIDs, our federal firearms law certificates? How come we don't get cut any slack? They want to use red flags against us. They say we still can't be trusted, even though we took the course, even though we went down to the police station and we paid the $100 or whatever it was to get our firearms license. We still can't be trusted. But illegal aliens, you know, they got tattoos on their neck with 503. They're wearing a flat-billed Chicago Bulls hats. They're carrying knives around like this guy that I'm going to be telling you about later on, Perverso. He can be trusted, but you and I can't be trusted. Everything free in America. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Howie, thanks for taking my call. I'm so glad you started the show off remembering Rush. Listening to you, it just reminds me of Rush. I mean, because you, when I think of you, I mean, you're older. I mean, you've seen a lot, you know. I mean, just like Rush. I mean, he brought up stuff like the Chi-Coms. I mean, he taught us stuff about the Dems. I mean, you are awakening people up in New England like you can't believe. But
thanks for
really
saying that, Alan.
Well, you are, Howie. You are. You really are. And when it comes to like a tree falling in the forest and there's no one there to hear it, you're amplifying it big time. With the Spygate, whether it's Canada, I mean, they're attacking elderly people at the church, Howie. Like you're saying, I mean, you want to bring the red flag bill up. I mean, all this, they want to give these people licenses. Well, geez, now if you're donating to these freedom truckers, now you're on a list. I mean, it's absolutely ignorant because there's no need of it. I mean, all Biden had to do when he was getting office is hang on to the reins and keep it all going. That's all he did. Everything was going.
Alan,
we had a $22 trillion economy.
Alan, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, that's a real basic saying, isn't it? And it's true. And Biden just got in there and he broke it. He broke everything, Alan. Thanks for the call. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Howie, has Jeff Diehl had anything to say about this?
He issued a statement immediately denouncing it. We've got the statement somewhere. I think I got it on my phone actually. Jerry, take my phone. I think we've got Jeff Diehl's statement, and we'll just print it up. I mean, he's against it, obviously, you know, but it's just I mean, what are you going to do, Dave? I mean, in a way, I believe that the Republicans should have made a futile and stupid gesture of denouncing it as they say Otter said in Animal House. But on the other hand, they had the votes. You know, what are you going to do?
Well, as far as Diehl's concerned, I think his strategy ought to be to smear his opponent with this stuff. Not only this, but I mean the resettlement of the Afghans. I mean the flights, you know, the surreptitious flights that are occurring. We don't even know if they're occurring in Massachusetts, but I mean it needs to be a question to be asked, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. I mean, we'll get his statement here, and we should have it shortly. And I'll give it to you, and I'll read it to you what he said. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Scott. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Howie. I just wanted to say, if it wasn't for Rush Limbaugh, Ronald Reagan, and men like that, I wouldn't be a conservative today. And if we had more men like that and you, things would be a lot different in America.
Thanks for saying that, Scott. And, you know, it's really a shame. And, again, I said earlier, you know, Grace is doing a great job, and I think Grace is better than the other people who tried to take Rush's place. But, he's irreplaceable in many ways. He was a great, great entertainer, you know. And You know, Jerry Williams, who used to have this slot on WRKO, he always resented being called an entertainer. But I never thought anything was wrong with being called an entertainer. If you can't get people to listen to what you're saying, you're not going to be able to educate them. Without the entertainment value, no one's going to keep listening to the show, whether they're at home or in their car or at work or, you know, whatever they have listed on the stream or the podcast or Rumble, whatever. You have to be able to amuse and entertain your audience. And Rush understood that better than anybody of his generation. I mean, there are only a few immortals in the radio industry. You know, I would say, going way, way back, it would be Jack Benny and Jack Webb who did Dragnet. But Rush put Howard Stern and Don Imus to shame. He was much bigger than they are, and he remained true to his ideals. I mean, those guys, you know, they became beautiful people. Rush lived in Palm Beach and he had an opulent lifestyle, but he never forgot who his audience was. And it's amazing how often people who become stars behind the microphone forget, but he never did. And that's why he could always relate to people, even when, you know, he was really, after he left college, he dropped out of college. He was very poor. And you know, he bounced from job to job. He was always getting fired, and that's part of the business. But until he was in his late 30s, he never made a dime, basically. I don't think he ever talked about it, but I think I'll bet his parents, supported him to a large degree. I mean, he was working for the Kansas City Royals and hanging out with George Brett, but George Brett was making big money, and Rush was just a flack for the team. And then he got lucky, and he made the most of it. And you know, it's just an amazing success story. I say this as a fan, you know, just someone who listened to the show every day wherever I was. If I could possibly get to a radio, I would hear that those guitar strains from Chrissy Hynde, "My City Was Gone," the Pretenders, and I would know that I wanted to listen to what Rush had to say. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We'll take more of your calls when we come back. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt has now reached over $30 trillion. Whatever Washington Democrats do this year may mean yet more inflation. If you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. You need to hedge your bets. You need to diversify. You can't have all your retirement eggs in the stock market basket. Now is the time to call Goldco and find out about precious metals, the historic defense against disastrous economic policies like the ones Brandon is pursuing, or his handlers are. Learn how you could protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. Goldco.com/Howie Carr and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Go to Goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
Limerick guy says, how about those song parodies Rush had? They were absolutely hilarious. The Philanderer, remember that? Paul Shanklin, I think his name. I'm the kind of guy that can never let you down. That was about Ted Kennedy. And we put it on the loop, my references to whenever he mentioned Mike Dukakis during the 88 campaign and thereafter, he would play Nowhere Man by the Beatles. I mean, perfect. Perfect. Well, I'm the kind of guy.
I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, cause to me they're all the same. I get so gosh darn him and I don't even know their names. I'm a philanderer. Yes,
and I've been dead for 12 years, and these nuts are still coming up from Saratoga Springs claiming they're my kid. And I won't tell. I told Ethel and everybody else not to give them any DNA tests because we never know what we'll find because I'm a philanderer.
Around, around, around. Well, my views are on the left. Got a memo on the right.
All right, this is Jeff Diehl's statement issued last night after the vote. There was a vote in the legislature yesterday, and a cop just texted me and said, "What about the over? Can Baker veto this?" He can veto it, but it doesn't really matter because you only need a 2/3 vote to override a veto. You do the math. 107 votes is what you need to override. The illegals got 120 votes yesterday. So it's a moot point. And, it's even worse in the Senate because there's only 3 Republicans left in the among the 40 members. But anyway, this is what Diehl said, the candidate for governor. I strongly support legal immigration and wish to incentivize those who wish to come here to do so in compliance with the laws of the U.S. Therefore, I emphatically oppose our state giving driver's licenses to those who have entered and remain in America illegally. If I were governor, I would immediately veto this bill. It's just plain wrong for Massachusetts to provide illegal immigrants, he says, with a license to operate a motor vehicle, especially with the possibility that these persons will be permitted to cast a vote in an election illegally on the basis of that license. And they're claiming they can't, but, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Quote, Democrats pushing this bill are showing all of the wrong priorities. Instead of having votes like Massachusetts aiding, abetting, and rewarding illegal immigration, what our country needs is to secure our borders and fix our immigration laws. I believe in due process and compassionate treatment for all, but I do not believe in providing sanctuary and reward for those who break the laws. It's time for federal officials to make it more difficult to enter the U.S. illegally, and it should be made easier for those who choose to follow the law to become a U.S. citizen legally, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Richard, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Long-time listener. I'm a Vietnam vet, originally from South Boston, chastised and moved out, but my biggest question is, I've been listening to, a lot of different things about licenses. I'm living now temporarily in the state of Connecticut, but what happens when the DMV starts to draw these people in called jurors, and that's how they get their list?
That is an excellent question, Richard, and that was totally unaddressed yesterday in the debate. You're right. That's where they get their lists of people to call up for the jury. Wish I knew the answer to that, Richard. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.